Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 23rd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is conscientious, spelled C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-T-I-O-U-S. Conscientious is an adjective. It often describes those who are concerned with doing things correctly. It can be used as a synonym for both meticulous and careful. Here's the word used in a sentence from Psychology Today by Brian Collison. Findings from Gosling's studies revealed that highly conscientious people tend to have homes or offices that are clean and in good condition. Books, TV remotes, and magazines may be neatly arranged and conveniently located, for example. Their music records and books might be organized and grouped together on the bookshelf by type or genre. According to American writer and editor H.L. Mencken, conscience is the inner voice which warns us someone may be looking. A person who is conscientious makes sure that if others are watching, they approve of what they see. This is true for someone who is governed by their conscience, as the oldest sense of the word is defined, as in a conscientious objector to the war. But it's also true for the conscientious person paying close, careful attention to the task at hand. Conscientious comes to English from French, centuries after Middle English had adopted the word conscience from Old French. Both ultimately come from the Latin word scire, meaning to know. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.